Last year, in the early morning hours of December 12, a Dacey Road resident awoke to find someone trying to get into his garage. At 4:37 a.m. city police responded to his break and enter in progress call. When they arrived, officers located a truck parked nearby, and arrested Curtis Ingram. They found a crowbar inside in the vehicle and seized the truck. Later that day, they executed a search warrant at a First Avenue residence, where officers discovered a crossbow that had been reported stolen on December 9. Ingram, 40, pleaded guilty Thursday to possession of stolen property, the bow, and possession of a break-in instrument, the crowbar. A number of other charges were withdrawn following the guilty pleas. The accused received a 6-month conditional sentence, which will be served in the community, followed by 12 months probation. He will spend the first 3 months under house arrest and have a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew during the remaining 3 months. Ontario Court Justice John Condon imposed the sentence, which was jointly recommended by the Crown and Defence. Ingram has a criminal record with 2019 convictions for public mischief, failing to comply and thefts under $5,000, Prosecutor Mehsin Yousaf said. This sentence should be a deterrent for Ingram, who has never been in custody before, the assistant Crown attorney said. Lawyer Ken Walker described his client's record as of a relatively recent vintage. Ingram was working in Winnipeg and lost his job when the pandemic began. The company closed and he returned to the Sioux, where he found short-term work here and there. He acquired a drug problem and it was a factor in his criminality, Walker said. I'm very sorry, Ingram told the judge, indicating he had experienced some bad times that had resulted in some bad ideas. I'm looking to moving forward and being a better person. When he imposed the sentence, Condon told Ingram his offenses in Winnipeg suggest your drug problem was already developing before the pandemic. The judge said he can't image the impact Ingram's actions must have had on the family, who had been woken up at 4:30 a.m. Their security and sanctuary were significantly compromised, for some reason in your mind that was acceptable for you to do this. I hope you are wiser. The judge warned Ingram if he breaches his sentence order he will be brought back to court and can be required to serve some or all of the sentence behind bars. While under house arrest, he can only leave home for medical emergencies, with the written permission of his sentence supervisor and for 3 hours on Monday afternoons to obtain the necessities of life. During the entire sentence, Ingram is to have no alcohol nor intoxicating substances. As well, he is not to be within 50 meters of the complainant's residence. The same no communication requirement is part of his probation order. As well, he is not to possess break-in tools.